Oxford Bookworms, Stage 3. Published by FLTRP, copyright Oxford University Press, 2009.
书虫, 牛津英汉双语读物, 第三集. 三个陌生人.
The Three Strangers and Other Stories by Thomas Hardy. Rewritten by Claire West and read by Caroline North. 1. The First Stranger. In the southwest of England, there are many long, low, grassy hills, which have not changed their appearance for centuries. Farmers still keep their sheep on them, and the only buildings are lonely cottages where shepherds live. 50 years ago, there was a shepherd's cottage on one of these hills. It was only 3 miles from the market town of Casterbridge, but it was unusual for travellers to pass this way. There was no road, just 2 footpaths which crossed in front of the cottage door. During the long winters, snow and rain fell heavily here, which made travelling difficult. The night of March the 28th, 1825, was one of the coldest and wettest that winter. But inside the cottage, all was warm and cheerful. Shepherd Fennel had invited family and friends to drink to the health of his youngest child, a recent arrival in the family. 19 people were at the party, married women and single girls, shepherds and farm workers, young people talking of love, and old friends talking of the past. Shepherd Fennel had chosen his wife well. She was a farmer's daughter from one of the valleys, and when she married, she brought £50 with her in her pocket and kept it there for the needs of a coming family. She did not like to spend money unnecessarily and had worried about the kind of party to give that evening. At a sit-still party, she thought, the men'll get too comfortable and drink the house dry, but at a dancing party, people get hungry and then they'll eat all our food. We'll have both sitting and dancing, that's the best way. And secretly, she told the fiddler to play for no more than 15 minutes at a time. But when the dancing began, nobody wanted to stop. The fiddler refused to catch Mrs. Fennel's eye and played on. The music got louder and louder, and the excited dancers stepped faster and faster. Mrs. Fennel could do nothing about it, so she sat helplessly in a corner as the minutes became an hour. While this was happening indoors, outside in the heavy rain and darkness, a figure was climbing up the hill from Casterbridge. It was a tall, thin man, about 40 years old, dressed all in black and wearing thick, heavy boots. When he reached the shepherd's cottage, the rain came down harder than ever. The man left the footpath and went up to the door. He listened carefully, but the music inside had now stopped, and the man seemed unsure what to do. He looked around, but could see no one on the footpath behind him, and no other houses anywhere near. At last, he decided to knock on the door. "Come in," called Shepherd Fennel. All eyes turned towards the stranger as he entered the warm room. He kept his hat on, low over his face. "The rain is heavy, friends," he said in a rich, deep voice. "May I come in and rest here for a while?" "Of course, stranger," replied the shepherd. "You've chosen your moment well, because we're having a party tonight. There's a new baby in the family, you see." "I hope you and your fine wife will have many more, shepherd," the man answered, smiling politely at Mrs. Fennel. He looked quickly round the room and seemed happy with what he saw. He took his hat off and shook the water from his shoulders. "Will you have a drink with us, stranger?" asked Fennel. He passed a mug of his wife's homemade mead to the newcomer, who drank deeply from it and held it out for more. "I'll take a seat in the chimney corner, if you don't mind," said the man, "to dry my clothes a bit." He moved closer to the fire and began to look very much at home. "There's only one more thing that I need to make me happy," he added, and that's a little tobacco. I'll fill your pipe, said the shepherd kindly. Can you lend me one? You're a smoker and you've no pipe, said Fennel. I dropped it somewhere on the road. The man lit the pipe that Fennel gave him and seemed to want to talk no more.